drawn September 10th from across New Orleans area, where there have been 5 flood-related oil spills since Hurricane Katrina struck August 29th. Earlier tests turned up dangerous amounts of sewage-related bacteria and lead in floodwaters and more than 100 chemical pollutants. The Environmental Protection Agency says it also found E. coli bacteria in the sediment, the residue left from water, soil from backyards, and road and construction debris, as well as slightly elevated levels of arsenic and lead. Scientists try to measure Katrina's environmental damage. Researchers aboard a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration vessel have been harvesting fish from the Gulf of Mexico. Thinking fish may hold some information about environmental damage from Katrina, they hope fish tissues will tell them whether there are any contamination from chemical spills, sewer overflows, or other poisons that washed into the Gulf. A Patriot appeal from the federal prosecutors. The prosecutors want a gag order on librarians kept in place. The order prevented librarians contacted by the FBI from revealing who they are. Under the act, librarians can be approached for information on library patrons. A judge decided muffling librarians wasn't fair because it prevented them from commenting on renewal of the Patriot Act. The lifting of the gag order was stayed until at least September 20th. Prosecutors argue that the gag order only prevented release of a person's identity, not the ability to speak about the act. Picking Sandra Day O'Connor's replacement, next week Presidential Bush will gather around him some key lawmakers to begin consultations on a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The meeting to be held Wednesday signals the White House is moving to find a successor to O'Connor as Judge Roberts awaits confirmation as Chief Justice. A call for a complete access to a CIA report. Leaders of the House Intelligence Committee want CIA Director Potter Goss to provide a public version of his agency's hard-hitting report on the failures leading to September 11th. Intelligence Chair Peter Hoekstra and the panel's top Democrat California Rep. Jane Harman asked Goss to reveal as much of the report from his Inspector General as possible. Surgery for Vice President Dick Cheney will undergo an elective surgery next weekend to treat an aneurysm in an artery behind his right knee. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy. Randy Rhodes.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Oh, what's next? Is he going to give this guy the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Is that what's coming next? Because I just heard them announce that they're going to be their own jurors. What do I mean by that? The White House and Congress are going to conduct their own investigation, in essence, of themselves. How about let's let Charles Manson try himself? Good work. Right? Right? No! No, it can't!
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
We live in a world that is unfair, but sometimes bad things happen to rich people.
You know, I give an example of my own house, not because it's my house, but it's a good example. It was 150 years old. It was built in 1854. It seemed the best Mother Nature could give her. This time, nothing in there.
Trent Lott was one of the unfortunate rich white people who lost one of their many homes in the destruction of Hurricane Katrina. You may have considered donating money to the poor people who have lost everything, but did you ever stop and think that the poor people didn't have that much to lose in the first place? That's why we're asking you to help us rebuild Trent Lott's house. You could give your money to the poor people displaced by Hurricane Katrina, but let's face it, if poor people knew how to manage money, they wouldn't be poor, would they? Why not help someone who can appreciate it?
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, his house lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house.
When you give money to rebuild Trent's house, you're not just helping anyone. You're helping a rich white person. With a little hope and your kind donations, we can make rebuilding Trent's house a reality. Won't you help us save the world, one rich white person at a time? Pledge your support at www.rebuildtrentshouse.com.
Did you get that website, Kathy? We've got a few extra bucks in the checking account this month, don't we? We're near the end of the month. Everything paid? What's the day today? What is this? Seriously, what's today? 16th? 17th? Is today the 16th? We have all the bills paid by the 16th? Jesus. And how much is left over in the checking account? $46? $46? Well, send it to Trent. Hey, Truth Seekers. Welcome to the program tonight. Thanks for tuning in. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Leslie Kagan of United for Peace and Justice to talk for a few minutes about next weekend's activities, including the anti-war rally in D.C., which we are we're going to be in New York. We're flying into New York on Friday. I'm not. Am I going to be on the air Friday night? I'm not. Okay, so it'll be a best of. And Saturday we will. Oh, Harrison on the Edge from KTLK in Los Angeles will be sitting in for me again. And then Saturday morning, I guess we'll try to, or I will. I don't think Kathy and the baby are going to go, but I will try to hook up with somebody in New York City and get down to D.C. So Leslie Kagan will be joining us in about 30 minutes. WhiteRoseSociety.org is the website that for the past four, has been archiving the Mike Malloy program and several others now. I think Ben started out just doing mine, didn't he? I think that's how it all started. Air America Radio Place now archives this program also. But White Rose Society really, really has provided, continues to provide a service for progressive or liberal or democratic talk radio programs, and people like to listen to it. They're in the middle of a fundraising drive, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Log on, kick in a few bucks. Would you do that for me? Well, not for me. I mean, do it for yourself because it's a great site. But I just mean I'm asking you to go to whiterosesociety.org and give them $1,000. If you don't have $1,000, give them $10. All right? whiterosesociety.org. They have been a very important part of progressive, liberal, democratic radio over the past 4 years. And they're doing one of their fundraising drives. Just like most of the websites do. You know, Democratic Underground does it. Doesn't Buzzflash do it? Our good friend over at BartCop does it. So go help Ben out. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Some of you rich liberals that are listening tonight, write him a check for $5,000. Just do it. Why not? What is up with members of the Bush family? What's his name? Jeb Jr. busted in Austin, Texas. Drunk driving, resisting arrest. A large number, Patrick in Round Rock, Texas, sent it to me. He said, you know, a large number of other college kids have been volunteering and helping all the evacuees that have relocated to Texas. But Jeb, out getting drunk, raising hell, getting busted. What a family, huh? Of course, it's all over the news. He was arrested in Austin early this morning, charged with public intoxication and resisting arrest. A spokesman for Jeb Bush Sr. says the Florida governor and his wife are concerned about the incident. Yeah. Well, Jeb is doing nothing different from what Nicole did or Jenna or Barbara or you know, it's just a generational thing with the Bush crime family. These people are drunks. They're sexual abusers. They're batterers. Even when you marry into the family. Jeb Bush's wife tried to smuggle stuff in from France, got caught. Laura Bush, before she even married George, murdered somebody. Oh, I'm sorry, it was a car wreck. Okay. The whole family. Everybody in the family. Neil Bush drove how many people to absolute bankruptcy and suicide when he decided to loot Silverado Savings and Loan? Marvin Bush? Is Marvin the one that likes to pick up the hookers over in Thailand? Is that Marvin or is that Neil? I forget which one it was. Was it Marvin's wife when she went to divorce him? Right? And, you know, all these affidavits about how he would get the 12-year-old hookers in Thailand? Jesus, sounds like Tom DeLay. These are sick people. And they're in absolute control of the United States. Isn't that, huh? What do you think of that? Talking about sick people, Laura, let's do Laura Bush here real quick. You got time to do this. This is today. She was at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and she sure shows just how connected she is to the disaster victims. Last week, she didn't know the name of the storm. What was it? Thumbelina? Today, she has this to say about how she can empathize. Oh, Lord, she can empathize with those who have lost their children to this horrifying disaster.
Each of us who have children know what it's like to lose your child for a minute in a department store. So we can imagine what these families are feeling and what they're thinking if they've been separated from their children.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Laura, because watching your drowning child slip out of your hands while you're trying desperately to hold onto a roof raptor. Or watching your infant son or daughter slowly dehydrate and die because FEMA didn't supply the convention center with any water. Yeah! That's exactly like temporarily losing one of your Jenna or Barbara in the junior section of Bloomingdale's, right? God, this woman can relate. Can she? Oh, the empathy. Oh, the understanding. Laura, why don't you stay home, smoke your Lucky Strikes, eat your little yellow mother's helpers, and shut the hell up! But no, she doesn't know when to stop digging the hole even deeper.
When you think about taking your own child to the grocery store and getting separated from them in the grocery store, you can imagine what it would be like in a situation like that. So that's a very good reminder to all of us that we need to teach our children, as soon as they can talk, their name, our name, their address, and any other things that will help them be found in case they're ever lost in a park or lost at a fair.
Or dying a slow death in a flood, or dehydrating to death waiting on a highway for Georgie's response team to rescue them. How out of touch is this woman? What does she say? When you think about taking your own child to the grocery store and getting separated from them in the grocery store, you can imagine what it would be like in a situation. No, you can't, Laura. Unless your local grocery store is flooded with toxic sludge and you're trapped in there without food or water for a week, then it would probably be very similar. Good Christ.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Grandpa.
Hey, Janet. Hey, Barbara. You made the front page for drinking underage.
I think that's beer.
Yar, a chip off the block.
Tell me why.
You're using that fake
ID. Tell me why.
You can't resist a party.
Tell me what you'll become acting that way.
I don't know. President someday?
I've got no experience.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Teva.
Life can be full of risks. If you are self-employed or you run a small business, you take risks every day. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, get it now. If you do, call us and see if we can get you better coverage at a better rate. The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps the self-employed and small business owners find affordable health insurance. Call now. 800-479-1077. That's 800-479-1077. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed and the small business owners, call Megan now. 800-479-1077. Call us 24/7. 800-479-1077 for affordable health insurance. 800-479-1077. Not available in all states.
Please stay tuned to the following important announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-338-8212. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-338-8212 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is an important announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-338-8212. That's 800-338-8212. 8212.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past hour. Okay, it wasn't Marvin Bush. It was Neil, the one who ripped off the public to the tune of $1 billion with the Colorado-based Silverado savings and loan. CNN had reported back when that divorce was being finalized, back in 2003. It says, the Bush divorce completed in April after 23 years of marriage was prompted in part by Bush's relationship with other women. He admitted in the deposition that he previously had sex with several other women while on trips to Thailand and Hong Kong. The women, he said, simply knocked on the door of his hotel room, entered, and had sex with them. He said he didn't know if they were prostitutes because they never asked for money, and he didn't pay them. His wife's attorney said, Mr. Bush, you have to admit it's a pretty remarkable thing for a man just to go to a hotel room door and open it and have a woman standing there and have sex with her. And Bush said, yeah, it was very unusual. Another Texas miracle. Jesus, God.
Yeah, but this is a godly family. It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's like the cocaine magically flew up Bush's and George's nose.
Are you telling us, sir, that the cocaine just jumped up your nose?
Well, yeah. You know, Jeb Bush's daughter, Noelle, was sentenced to jail in 2002 after cocaine was found in her shoe. Had a court-ordered drug rehab program. And George Bush's daughters, Jen and Barbara, were both charged in 2001 with underage drinking and public drunkenness. Why aren't these four in Iraq? Why isn't Noelle, Jenna, Barbara, and Jeb all decked out in freshly ironed military fatigues and carrying weapons and on patrol in Baghdad or Tikrit? Huh? It's such a noble cause that people are dying for. Hey, Bush bastards, go to war. Get off the streets. You're public menaces. My God. We also have for you tonight the Good News Week compilation of sound bites that Kathy puts together weekly. Tonight's will include Rumsfeld, Bush, Pickles, and the pig man. What's a hell of a combination, isn't it? Huh? Is Brother Sky calling in? Let's talk with Brother Sky, who is calling in. Brother Sky Blue, calling in from Memphis. Hey, Brother Sky.
Mike, you know, last time I talked to you was a week before the disaster.
It was.
The Bible don't it say, Mike, that you can tell if a prophet is true or not if what he prophesies comes to pass?
Yes.
Didn't I prophesy these
you did.
The last days? Didn't I tell you the mis...
Oh, no, he's gone again. Yeah, well, Brother Sky Blue, street preacher in Memphis, he did prophesy the end times and disasters. So apparently the flying fickle finger of God just pressed on Brother Sky there a little bit, or at least on his cell phone. What is wrong with the man's cell phone? What is it, Kathy? I guess when you're a homeless street preacher, it's hard to find an electric outlet someplace where you can plug in your phone charger. Brother Sky, always good to hear from you. Oh, God. I've been asked to mention this. Congress is about to vote on a bill that would open the Arctic Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. It says, more than ever before, it is critical that your voice is heard on this issue on September 20th. When is that? Wednesday, Kathy? Can you look at the calendar? Is it Wednesday? What day is that? September 20th. Tuesday. Thousands of concerned citizens will gather on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol to tell Congress to keep the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge off limits to oil drilling. In addition to gathering at 11 a.m. for a program with well-known speakers and advocates, citizens will be encouraged to storm the hill, visiting the office of your members of Congress, and tell them face-to-face that you care about protecting America's Arctic refuge. Attending this event will be the best way to make your voice heard on this issue, so do it. I wish I had a website to give you, but I don't. I'm sure you can find one. That's this coming Tuesday. The Lone Star Iconoclast in Crawford, Texas, is reporting that the remaining memorial at Camp Casey, the crosses, the tent, the boots of Cindy Sheehan's fallen son Casey, were stolen last night. Wednesday night, Thursday morning in Crawford, Texas. There is now no evidence that Camp Casey ever existed. So Casey Sheehan's boots, tents, crosses, taken by right-wing, thuggish, dirty, rotten, bastard thieves, scum, Americans who are Americans in name only, should be run out of the country, and someday will. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be better night to put up a fucking line. Hey, farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it all seem to go. And you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be better.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested for my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drug drugstores and pharmacies.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work, dedication, luck? It's probably a combination of all three and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find. And now, it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Check this out. This is Chuck D. I gotta tell y'all, I got this new show. I did not disappear. I'm right here. Each and every Sunday night, 11 to 1.
Come on and join us. Gianna Garrell and my co-host,
Chuck D.
Now each and every Sunday night.
On the real. So take a deep breath and check out our show. Each and every Sunday night. Getting in the nooks and crannies, the nitty and the gritty. My co-host is Gianna Garrell. On the real. Right here.
At the top of the week.
This Sunday on Air America Radio.
Fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Okay, where's our United for Peace and Justice person, Leslie Kagan? Just not available, huh? All right. Well, you know, it's understandable. They're a week out from a hell of a lot of activity that's going to be going on in D.C. She may or may not call in tonight, but we had her scheduled. Speaking of that particular event, John is calling from Hawaii. John, welcome to the program. Hey, John.
Yeah, John here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mike, I've been listening to you
I'm not a new listener. I've been listening to you for quite some time. Very interesting. Sure, I must commend you for that. And secondly, it has to do with this, what I call it, this peace protest coming up in D.C., the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th.
Yes.
My question to you, Mike, you know, we've been actually, I listened to you saying, what is it we can do? We as a people, I believe the power belongs to the people and the government is for the people, not for some individuals, but for the people in general. So what I was actually thinking is that why can't that 200,000, 300,000 or 1 million or so people are showing up there in Washington just head for the White House? Peaceful protest, demand that Bush resign.
Well, I, you know, in any other society, that would probably occur. Huge throngs of people would surround the parliament building or the official residence of the dictator. That's how it goes in European countries, in African countries, in Asian countries. But in the United States, we, especially over the past 25 or 30 years, we've had the idea of massive protest. Kind of wrung out of us. Media has always underreported it. Media in this country has always downplayed it. Media has always poo-pooed it. Politicians have always said they wouldn't respond to it. And it's very difficult to create a generation of leaders like we had in the 60s and 70s. So America has become, for the most part, I'm not talking about people listening to this program, but America has become a nation of sheep led by a pack of wolves that will devour anything in its path. And I agree with your idea that if you had 600,000 people surround the White House and not move, you know, the U.S. military could not kill everybody. They could not arrest everybody.
Yeah, basically, I mean, you have a point. It's just turned to a sheepish society. I mean, they wouldn't kill 600,000 people. Go on ahead and do that, and then, you know, show the world how democratic we are.
I just don't think that's going to happen, John, because, like I say, America has become, for the most part, a nation of sheep. We may say in our polls that only 41% or 40% or 39% of us support George Bush, but it's very difficult to get people in huge numbers to take to the streets and demand justice, to demand truth. Look, this guy has taken us into two wars based on lies. His friends in Saudi Arabia were behind the attack on this country on September 11th, 2001. He has cost us God knows how many American lives. We'll never know the truth of the deaths in the U.S. Gulf Coast or in Iraq, of either Americans or Iraqis. We don't know how many Americans are dead or how many Afghans are dead in that country, in Afghanistan. This guy is a murderer. He's a killer, and he giggles about it. So there's something about him that is, I guess, frightening to so many Americans and makes them immobilized. We're a nation of sheep. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, John.
Yeah, you know, it's quite interesting. I mean, someone has to start it. I understand the point that you've made, that it's quite difficult to get this movement going like what it was in the 60s. But, you know, a coworker of mine used to tell me, said, you know, hey, listen, you don't understand. The society is a society of sheepish people. In most part, not all, but once they have money to buy a six-pack of beer and they could go to a strip club and spend a couple of nights, they're okay. But once they could not afford that six-pack of beer or go to the strip clubs anymore, then the complaint starts. And, you know, it's becoming so pathetic, very, very conspicuous for even a blind man to feel and understand that you're being misled by, you know, just, you know, a knucklehead that don't actually have a direction whatsoever. No direction at all, no thoughts. I'm not saying that Clinton was the best. I mean, he had some policies that were, you know, backward. But, again, there used to be a time when we had a president that could actually think for himself, that could actually talk without, you know, saying, you know, I need a bathroom break. But it's just pathetic, man.
It is. It is, John. And I think everybody listening to you right now who's listening to this program essentially agrees with what you're saying. I certainly do. It's shameful. It's incomprehensible. I cannot believe that a nation like the United States, given our history, even though our history has been racist, it has been genocidal, but still we have tried, I think, in various times of our history to rise above it, to try to do the best we can. And apparently the bulk of the American public has just given up. And you know, once you give up, then the oppressor steps in and applauds your giving up and takes full control. I would not be surprised to see this happen. What happens in D.C. on the 24th, 5th, and 6th of September, I think, will be a telling moment as to where the American public stands on these issues. We'll see.
Yeah,
but I hear you, John, loud and clear.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like they say, the mind of the oppressed is the most important tool to the oppressor. So
that's right.
You come to look at it, I just wish, like you said, a whole lot of people are listening to this show, and maybe they hear my plight. And secondly, I would want to address a final issue before I understand you have to run. Is, you know, I'm black myself. I hear some blacks calling your show and say, oh, that Jesse Jackson does not speak for them. Al Sharpton does not speak for them. You know, that kind of callous attitude is what really drives blacks to a wall or to a point of misrepresentation. For the fact that someone spent 4 years in college does not give them, that's not a credential for you to automatically be a representative of yourself. If that's the case, we all can pull a chair and, represent ourselves in the House of Representatives or in the Senate. Mike, pull a chair, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's why we elect people to represent us, to speak for us. But, you know, one thing that Republicans have actually succeeded in doing is brainwashing people. Oh, Jesse is not good for you. Then I look at it this way. What if that perception was prevailing in the 60s? Martin Luther King was not good for you,
sure,
or
sure,
for us. Where would we be today?
You know, it's interesting. You very seldom hear let me rephrase it. You never hear a white Republican say Tom DeLay doesn't speak for me.
There you go.
Or Dick Cheney doesn't speak for me. It's I think you're right. The mind of the oppressed is the playground of the oppressor, and the oppressor can put in there anything that he wants to put in. And whether the person is black or white, you hear this and you see this every day, and it's a shame. John, I wish I had answers. I don't. I hope this country wakes up. I do. John, thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike.
All right, sir. You take care. Yeah. It's pretty awful when you stop and think about it, right? You know? I try to come to terms with the rage that I feel. Maybe you do this too. I try to come to terms with, you know, what makes me so pissed off? You know, I'm too old to get this mad. I don't mean in a sense of it puts me at some health risk. I don't think it does. Maybe it does. I don't know. But I mean based on experience. To get as infuriated as I get. Maybe you feel this way too. You know, how do you, you know, what causes that anger? And the quick answer is Bush policies, you know, and his arrogance and his stupidity. But I think one of the larger issues is the fact that my fellow Americans, for the most part, are a bunch of sheep. Just, you know. Cindy Sheehan finally became the spear point. I don't know how much longer she can be out there. I don't know if the movement behind her is growing in an exponential way that it has to grow if it's going to be effective, an anti-war movement, a pro-peace movement, a dump Bush movement. But I think the rage that I feel sometimes is just, it comes from what I feel is the utter lack of interest on the part of most Americans. And I understand what I'm saying here. Most Americans. An utter lack of I don't give a damn, a complacency, I'm not interested, oh, sit down and shut up, oh, there's nothing we do about it. That attitude. And I think to myself, you know, where are the warriors? The mental warriors, the fighters, the people that say, no, hell no. You know, like people that formed the unions and people that began the progressive movement and, you know, Bob La Follette or Mother Jones or, you know, the list just goes on and on of people who, you know, Martin Luther King, there's a whole list. It gets very frustrating. And again, I'm not referring to people who listen to this program. God knows. Whatever. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
A nation of sheep, led by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of hogs. Follow where you're right.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo, and if you're listening to and enjoying Air America, you're probably a critical thinker. So you know that there are federal, state, and city laws to protect you from sex discrimination. You probably know that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that the Family and Medical Leave Act affords you some protection for taking time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also may know that in these regressive times of expanding government power and contracting individual liberties, the glass ceiling, pink ghetto, and mommy track are alive and well in corporate America. In the complex and evolving area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side. Think about talking to the women's rights in the workplace advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser. Whether you're working in the mailroom or sitting in the corner office, if you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the women's rights in the workplace advocates. They'll help you stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEMLAWS, that's 866-FEMLAWS, or check them out at www.womensrightsny.com.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten minutes before the hour, one of our Canadian correspondents expressing some concern as to whether or not there'll even be 100,000 people to turn out in D.C. this next weekend. We shall see, right? The other interesting comment in the email is whether or not when the event occurs, to whatever extent it is draws a big crowd or not, whether or not somebody will tell Bush, hey, there's a peace demonstration out in the streets of D.C. today. Probably be afraid to get the dry heaves. I mentioned last night about the hunger strike going on in Guantanamo, Cuba. A couple of hundred prisoners have stopped eating. They've had enough. Some of them have been in dog cages for 3 years now. Got an email here from Rick in San Francisco. He says, Mike, you've mentioned the hunger striking prisoners of Guantanamo are being fed through tubes. Do you know how this is done? It's a form of torture itself. Liquid food, similar to baby formula, is pumped into people's stomachs. How does it get there? Through a tube that's stuffed up the prisoner's nose, down their throat, and into the stomach. It's shoved in and taped in place, not a comfortable piece of noseware. And how did the torture masters keep the prisoners from ripping this uncomfortable device out? They have to shackle the prisoners' hands to the bed, and probably their feet too, to prevent them from pivoting around and somehow dislodging the feeding tubes. I suspect they keep them sedated to make them easier to manage. Sedating someone with a nasal tube is easy. All you have to do is liquefy a med and pump it down the tube using a 60cc syringe. When you're shackled to a bed, you can't get up and use a bathroom, so you blank and blank on yourself. The head of your bed has to be raised at a 45-degree angle so you don't vomit and choke on spew from your overfilled stomach while lying flat like so many rock stars have done. What a picture that makes. Prisoners strapped hand and foot to a bed with tubes up their noses lying in their own mess. We will torture you to make you stay alive so we can torture you more. Are we monsters or what? Let me add that I have nothing to do with Guantanamo. I'm a hospital nurse who frequently has to put tubes up people's noses so we can feed them, usually after they've had a stroke that interferes with their ability to swallow. When we get an order to insert a nasogastric tube, we inevitably ask the doctor for an order to apply wrist restraints because even someone with half the body paralyzed and their mind mostly gone will reflexively tear the tube out. I can only imagine what's going on at Gitmo, but the scanty mentions I hear in the media about detainees being fed through tubes makes it sound so benign. It's really like a hideous Nazi treatment. Rick in San Francisco. Did you hear about the new FDA Food and Drug appointee to the Office of Women's Health? Did you hear about this? FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford has appointed a man who has spent the majority of his career in the Office of Veterinary Medicine to the position of Acting Director of the Office of Women's Health at U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Norris Alderson will replace Dr. Susan Wood, a key women's health expert who had resigned on August 31st in protest of the FDA's handling of the application to make Plan B emergency contraception available over-the-counter. Planned Parenthood issued this statement. The appointment of Dr. Norris Alderson, a man who has spent the majority of his career in the Office of Veterinary Medicine to the position of acting director of the FDA's Office of Women's Health speaks volumes about the priority the Bush administration places on women's health and safety. The appointment of Dr. Alderson to replace Dr. Susan Wood further undermines the shaky credibility of an agency that has allowed politics to trump science, medical evidence, and women's health. You remember Dr. Susan Wood resigned in protest. Her announcement last August of that resignation said in part, quote, "I've spent the past 15 years working to ensure that science informs good health policy decisions. I can no longer serve as staff when scientific and clinical evidence, fully evaluated and recommended for approval by the professional staff here, has been overruled. I therefore have submitted my resignation effective today." Kathy, is your voice still gone? Can you talk a little bit? Open your mind. What do you think of this? A veterinarian being put in charge of the Office of Women's Health in the Food and Drug Administration?
Well, I don't think it's any worse than a person being put in charge of the Department of Energy who feels that the Department of Energy should be abolished, or someone being put in charge of the Department of Justice who believes that eventually the Department of Justice will just disintegrate because Jesus is coming back to judge us all. So it's just kind of standard operation.
But isn't there an element of gender identification here? I mean, you're a woman. What about the women in this country who will find out, I guess, in tomorrow's papers? I've got nothing against veterinarians, as you know. We have pets and we use veterinarians. But to find out that a veterinarian who is a doctor, I understand that a veterinarian is a doctor, but a veterinarian put in charge of the Office of Women's Health, I can't say the word I want to say, but isn't that kind of crappy?
Misogynistic? Insulting? Absolutely. But it's not surprising.
God. A veterinarian in charge of women's health. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Did you see who's the new head of NASA? Somebody with absolutely no space science experience whatsoever. This is what we were talking about the other night. This is an ongoing thing. The Bush crime family places in positions of utter power in his filthy toy government people whose sole purpose is to destroy or denigrate or tear to pieces the agency that was originally formed to protect the American people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered greatly because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross online at redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Even the smallest donation can make a difference. So call 1-800-HELP now, or click on the Red Cross icon at airamericaradio.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks?
Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
You're listening to the
Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza. Bad environmental news from New Orleans. Test results show that diesel and fuel oils, which can take years to break down, make up as much as a tenth of the weight of some sediment samples. The test results came from 18 samples drawn September 10th from across the New Orleans area, where there have been 5 flood-related oil spills since Hurricane Katrina struck August 29th. Earlier tests turned up dangerous amounts of sewage-related bacteria and lead in the floodwaters and more than 100 chemical pollutants. Bush calls for a slash in government spending to pay for the Gulf Coast recovery effort. The administration is predicting a lot of additional spending for the Hurricane Katrina recovery. The president is ruling out a tax increase. At a White House news conference with visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin, Bush said the recovery effort is going to cost whatever it's going to cost, but he says we're going to be wise about the money we spend. A call for complete access to a CIA report. Leaders of the House Intelligence Committee want CIA Director Potter Goss to provide a public version of his agency's hard-hitting report on the failures leading up to September 11, 2001. Intelligence Chair Peter Hoekstra, the Republican from Michigan, and the panel's top Democrat, California Rep. Jane Harman, asked Goss to reveal as much of the report from his Inspector General as possible. Hoekstra and Harman wrote on September 6th, "The public also should know what steps should be taken in the future for the CIA to address the findings of the report." Picking Sandra Day O'Connor's replacement. Next week, President Bush will gather around him some key lawmakers to begin consultations on a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The meeting to be held Wednesday signals the White House is moving to find a successor to O'Connor as Judge Roberts waits confirmation as Chief Justice. Thus far, Bush invited Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Democratic Leader Harry Reid, as well as Senator Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the panel's senior Democrat. The meeting would mirror a session Bush held with some forum lawmakers several weeks ago as he began consultations to fill the first Supreme Court vacancy in 11 years. A Patriot Act appeal by federal prosecutors. The prosecutors want a gag order on librarians kept in place. The order prevented librarians contacted by the FBI from revealing who they are. Under the act, librarians can be approached for information on library patrons. A judge decided muffling librarians wasn't fair because it prevented them from commenting on the renewal of the Patriot Act. Tropical storm Ophelia is on its way toward New England with tropical storm warnings posted for Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Behind the storm, there is some damage and there were some power outages, but Carolina's three-day drenching wasn't as bad as some had feared. The evacuation order for Hatteras Island has been lifted. The storm is blamed for one traffic death and a surfer is missing. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I'm Angie Kohler, your host of Mother Jones Radio on the Air America Radio Network. Mojo Radio is progressive radio. We do what Mojo Magazine has done in print for years. Non-mainstream coverage of the politics that matter with pure devotion to pure truth. We'll talk in depth with decision makers, with honest critical thinkers, with Mother Jones journalists, so you really grasp what's going on out there. Join us every Sunday for Mother Jones Radio right here on the Air America Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America. Earlier this week, our friends down under at 12thharmonic.com in Australia notified us that they had a new piece of music coming out. They were working on it, getting it together. They're the ones who did Scotty the Duck. All right, 12thharmonic.com. Now, the last time we talked about this, I had a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to find the website. Look, it's 12th, 12th, right? Okay, just think of that for a second, 12th, 12th, and then the word harmonic. So you got two H's next to each other in there, okay? 12thharmonic.com. Now, if you go there, 12thharmonic.com, 12th, harmonic. 12harmonic.com, and they'll put you on the main page, and it's right there. You can download this if you want to. Now, we're going to play it for you here in just a second. It's called Gitmo Inquisition. Gitmo Inquisition. Here's how it goes. Gitmo Inquisition, line them up against the wall. Gitmo Inquisition, a pyramid, 10 men tall. Your rights called into question. No flag do you unfurl. Our plan is just your bad luck, good things in your past. When you degrade another man, don't you understand? It's we who suffer. Inquisition's not the way. Gitmo Inquisition, bind your feet and hands. Human rights, no problem. Ignore them if you can. The country's in a daydream. A nightmare's coming on. Gonzalez won't save me. For him, it's kind of fun. When you degrade another man, don't you understand? It's we who suffer. Inquisition's not the way. Gitmo Inquisition, rights are stripped away. Gitmo Inquisition, the innocent will pay. Your rights called into question. No flag do you unfurl. Our plan is just your bad luck. Good things in your past. And then the chorus again. We want to play it for you. Now, if you want to download this for yourself, go to 12thharmonic.com. And again, it's 12th, 12th, and then the word harmonic. So you got two H's back to back. All right, 12thharmonic.com. Let's play it, Kathy. Makes you want to get up and dance to the torture music, right? That's really good. Thanks to John and Gail at 12thharmonic.com down under in Australia for is that the first that's been played anywhere on planet Earth? Huh? You think so? Check them out, 12thharmonic.com. And again, 12th, 12th, and then the word harmonic.com, and it's right there on the page when you get there. Dick Cheney, did you hear about Cheney today? The news that he has an aneurysm behind his knee?
Clear.
I'm not familiar with that. Kathy, you had all those nursing classes. You ever heard of somebody having an aneurysm behind their knee?
I think he should see a good veterinarian about that.
So Dick Cheney...
Clear.
Has an aneurysm behind his knee. He's going to go into the hospital, what they say, next week, and have a local, and they're going to take care of it.
Clear.
But he has been looking a little, pasty and bloated, even more so lately than he has over the past couple of years.
Clear.
You know, somebody asked me today, well, what happens if Dick Cheney dies? And I said, well, when the cheering stops, I'm not sure.
Clear.
What the snarling one, how they replace him, I don't know. Maybe they have a mixture of a pit bull and a chow? I don't know.
No, he's been cloned. They have a whole stock of Cheneys in the freezer in the basement of the White House.
No, that was Hitler, and that was a book and a movie.
I think this is the ninth Cheney. I think we're on Cheney number 9.
Well, they have a product line here that's not very good then, because this one...
Clear.
This one is not exactly what I would call one you could depend on.
Well, that's the problem with clones. You know, the genetic material gets weaker over time.
Kind of like photocopies?
Exactly.
I see.
Reproductions. So yeah. This one's probably only about 40 days old, but...
So when does Cheney go in for...
Clear.
For his knee aneurysm? Now, I thought Cheney... I thought Cheney was looking for a mansion last week. And he was supposed to have been on the Eastern Shore over in Maryland. Is Johns Hopkins over there in Baltimore?
Go on, ring who I am. Ring with secrets, I've got a secret. Machine or mannequin.
Clear.
I've got a secret. With parts made in Japan. Ring with secrets, I've got a secret.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Somebody just sent me an email and said it was rather ironic or funny that Jeb Bush Jr. was arrested for drunk and disorderly on the National Day of Prayer. Did you watch any of that today from the National Cathedral? It really turned my stomach. I've never seen a crime family so blatantly use religion. Well, all right, some of the mafia families used it pretty blatantly, but you know, that was a personal thing. They really believed in it. But to watch Bush and his new house Negro, T.D. Jakes, get up there and stroke the terminally stupid, I just can't stand it anymore, you know? The misuse of Christianity, the perversion that these people get involved in, where concerns Jesus' simple message, but there they all were. There they all were, and you know, it is so cloyingly disgusting. There are people scattered all over this country today, hundreds of thousands of people who fled this disaster. There are people who died. There are piles of corpses. There, you know, and here sit the pious. The empty, pious representation of what? America? In this church. Why don't they take all that energy that is generated today, instead of these big, showy National Days of Prayer, which don't mean anything? Jesus admonished people to stay out of places like this, where two or three are gathered together in my name. There is my church, he so famously said. So here are these pious hypocrites. That's all we have to do. Commit murder and mayhem. Lead people to disasters. Let them blow up and die. But we can go into church on Friday and be pious and hypocritical. God, I hate them. Some of you people are pretty wild. Rick in Nashville emails in, Cheney's having surgery? Oh, my Lord, I certainly hope it's nothing trivial. Cool as ice, emails in. An aneurysm is a swelling of blood vessels, sadly, not life-threatening. Oh, you people are terrible. And Dean in Connecticut says, I know what happens if Dick Cheney dies. A queer angel will get its wings. A queer angel will get its wings. All right. We better do some phone calls here. Oh, by the way, you have my permission. In about, at least in the Eastern time zone, I'm not sure. Does Nightline come on at 10:30 Central Time? 10:35 Central Time? I'm not sure, but Nightline is coming on here in about 9 minutes. And the Associated Press says, and this is from our good friend Shelby at radiopower.org, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says on Nightline tonight he has documentary evidence that the United States plans to invade his country. Chavez, interviewed on ABC's Nightline, said the plan is called Balboa and involves aircraft carriers and planes. The transcript of the interview was made available by Nightline. He said, Chavez said, U.S. soldiers recently went to Curacao, an island off Venezuela's northwest coast. He described as a lie the official U.S. explanation that they visited Curacao for rest and relaxation. Curacao? Is that Curacao? Curacao? I don't even know.
I only know it because it's a liquor.
Curacao? Okay. All right. Oh, God, that'll stop 90 emails from coming. Thank you, Kathy. Chavez said, speaking through a translator on Nightline, they were doing movements, they were doing maneuvers. He added, we are coming up with the counter-Balboa plan. That is to say, if the government of the United States attempts to commit the foolhardy enterprise of attacking us, it would be embarking on a 100-year war. We are prepared. Chavez has been attending the Summit of World Leaders, UN, in New York this week. On Thursday, he denounced U.S.-led war in Iraq and told other leaders they should consider moving the U.N. headquarters out of the United States. To prove U.S. intentions to invade Venezuela, Chavez offered to send Nightline host Ted Koppel maps and other documentation. Chavez said, what I can't tell you is how we got it, to protect the sources, how we got it through military intelligence. In the event of a U.S. invasion, Chavez said the United States can just forget about receiving any more oil from his country. Well, but, Hugo, the plan is if the Bush crime family invades your country, you really won't have anything to say about whether or not the U.S. receives oil. The Bush crime family will own it, just like we own Iraq's. Wow. So, it's about 27 past the hour, in about 8 minutes, Nightline comes on. So maybe we'll play some of it through the program here. Maybe we'll take some of it live. All right, quick break. We'll be back. And by the way, again, WhiteRoseSociety.org is having a fundraiser. Help them out, okay? I just gave everybody some free music from 12thharmonic.com. So just pretend like it cost you $5 for that download. Go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and kick in a few bucks to WhiteRoseSociety.org. That website has done a hell of a lot to get Progressive Talk Radio out to the public. All right, will you do it? WhiteRoseSociety.org.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism in 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Oreck XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Oreck Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful, it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Oreck, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Oreck XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become the president.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dick, never doubt, call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
I do not feel that there is elected official political leadership in this country for the anti-war movement. I feel like we've got an anti-war movement that's got a figurehead in Cindy Sheehan. It's got momentum. They've got moral righteousness. They've got the whole country paying attention to them, and they have no help from the supposed opposition. I don't know why the Democrats aren't standing up right now and making the war the issue.
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's 26 before the hour. We're going to do a Good News Week here in just a second. Let's pick up Billy Bob, who's calling in from Tennessee first, all right? Billy Bob, welcome to the program.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, go
I'll
ahead, Billy.
Bush crime family is worst I've ever seen. I've had nightmares about this guy lately, man. I'm telling you. I've had nightmares about this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him away one day. Everybody out there got their guns because they're going to need them before it's all over with.
All right, now, Billy Bob, what you got on your mind?
Yeah, I got my mind on, and I'll tell you what, I'm scared of these people.
Well, we all have reason to be, I think. But
yes. Yes. They ought to be real reasons. They're getting ready to take over this country and put us into, 1920s? They're taking us back in time. They're going to take us back in time.
Unless people just don't let it happen, right?
Yeah, I ain't gonna let it happen.
All right.
I tell you what, I live up here in the redneck area, but all of a sudden all the rednecks up here don't like Bush no more all of a sudden. I noticed that.
And you know why that is, don't you, Billy Bob?
Yeah.
They're down there in New Orleans taking away them guns.
Yeah. Get my guns, I tell you what.
Remember up there in, you're calling from Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I'm up here in damn Trey, Tennessee, in the middle of the damn mountains.
Do you remember back in 2000, right before the election, when all those flyers showed up talking about Al Gore was going to take folks' guns if he got elected president? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Crap.
Isn't it funny that the one who is confiscating the guns is George Bush?
Ain't that kind of funny, huh?
I've spent time in Kentucky and Tennessee, and I know about those hollows up there, and I would hate to see federal agents try to take people's guns away up in the hills of Tennessee and Kentucky. It just wouldn't happen, would it?
Not up here, man. I got 5 acres up here, straight mountain area, and they couldn't find me if they tried, because I can camouflage myself like the best of them. I'm a Vietnam War vet, you know what I mean? They ain't getting me.
I hear you, Billy Bob. All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for checking in. Take care. Have a good weekend, all right?
Thank you, too, Mike.
All right. All right, yeah. you have a nice evening. Bring up Nightline. Let's listen to a little bit of this just for a moment here, all right?
Leader faces tough questions.
Hugo Chavez.
That you want to be able to bring the United States to its knees. What are you revolting against? You have members of Al-Qaeda who are allowed to operate within Venezuela.
Pat Robertson wanted him taken out.
Porque el llamado a asesinar.
The call to murder our chief of state is in accordance with international law, terrorism. So this gentleman, Robertson, should be under arrest.
He says that the United States is plotting against him.
Tengo evidencia de que hay planes.
I have evidence that there are plans to invade Venezuela.
Tonight, a conversation with President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela.
Okay, you have my permission to turn on ABC's Nightline while we progress with the program here, because this should be very interesting. We'll throw a tape in and watch it tonight when we get home. All right, right now, before we go back to your phone calls, we want to do one of our weekly features that Kathy puts together each week. This is a compilation of quotations, some of the more outrageous quotations from the past week. This week you get to hear Rumsfeld, George W. Bush, Pickles Bush, and Rush Limbaugh. It is this week's Good News Week.
It's Good News Week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky.
Throughout human history, there have been those who seek powers through fear and mass murder.
In a time of terror threats and weapons of mass destruction, the danger to our citizens reaches much wider than a fault line or a floodplain.
We did not begin this war on terror.
Our mission is to defeat the terrorists.
happens to win.
America did not wish to send soldiers abroad, but we sent them.
It's preposterous to claim that the engagement in Iraq meant there weren't enough troops here. It's now clear that a challenge on this scale requires greater federal authority and a broader role for the armed forces. Many families were separated during the evacuation. We are working to help you reunite.
When you think about taking your own child to the grocery store and getting separated from them in the grocery store, you can imagine what it would be like in a situation like this.
I've sent Mike Chertoff down here to make an assessment of how best to do the job. I myself thought we had dodged a bullet.
Death toll is way, way, way below what projections were.
Sad duties are being carried out by professionals who gather the dead.
10,000 deaths minimum, said the mayor. Body bags for 25,000 are being flown into the region, blah, 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 blah.
Tonight the Gulf Coast is still coming through the dirge.
The left is dancing on the graves of black people.
Once the casket has been laid in place, the band breaks into a joyful second line.
Liberals are dancing the Cajun reel with thousands of grinning skeletons.
When that storm came through at first, people said, whew, there was a sense of relaxation. There was a sense of relaxation in the moment, a critical moment.
Mardi Gras in September, the big easy.
By the time I'm finished president, the streets of Biloxi and Gulfport will again be filled with lovely homes and the sound of children playing.
Each of us who have children know what it's like to lose your child for a minute in a department store, so we can imagine what these families are feeling and what they're thinking.
The aftermath of Katrina has proven to be a godsend.
Tonight I propose the creation of a Gulf Opportunity Zone. Within this zone, we should provide tax relief for small businesses.
The left's reaction to this is something that they've had in the works ever since 9/11.
4 years after the frightening experience of September the 11th, I consider detailed emergency planning to be a national security priority.
A hurricane hit New Orleans. George Bush is in Washington. How can he possibly be to blame for this?
There'll be plenty of time to play the blame game. You're trying to say somebody is at fault. I, as president, am responsible for the problem. We're going to solve these problems. What I'm interested in is solving problems. Serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. Address the problems. We are problem solvers.
What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news.
Yeah, good news week. Right here on the Malloy program. Let's do some more phone calls, all right? Roger is calling from Texas. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Roger. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to say God bless you. Thank you for all you do. Keep Air America going. We need the information to get behind the enemy lines down here in Texas.
Boy, I hear that.
I am surrounded by Republicans down here, and here's my message. These people down here, the everyday people that you work with side by side and so forth,
right?
They think of themselves as Republicans. They are what I call rhinos. They are Republicans in name only.
Right.
They don't understand. They are not Karl Rove. They're not George Bush. They're not Dick Cheney. They don't really understand what they're doing. They simply have bought into the propaganda. They simply have bought into the propaganda of the extreme right wing. I have a person that I work with, for example, and he says in disgust and with disdain and arrogance toward these people, they got $2,000 apiece. Why should I be responsible for these people? I know they're poor, but is that my fault?
Yeah.
This is the mindset. This is how the propaganda has gotten into these people. This is how brainwashed they are. And they're good people. Here's the good news. If we can, through Air America and through other ways, get our message to them, because they are not evil people. They're not mean people. They have simply bought into the airwaves down here in Texas and other places, Louisiana, whatever, a lot of the red states. They have been bombarded with Limbaugh and all of these crazy right wing propaganda that is not real. These people, Limbaugh, he's just, you know, he's not for real. He's just trying to make money or whatever. But these people have bought into this, and if we can get the message through to them, and if we can come up with a candidate who will stand up and say what we are for and not just what we are against, we can take back the national agenda. And I believe that. And God bless you. Thank you for what you do. Just as a specific thing that I would like you to comment on, one of their arguments is, and this is, I'm sure, something they've heard on these right-wing crazy radio shows, that there was $2.8 billion proposed or put up for to fix the walls, the
levees?
The levees.
Yeah.
And that it was wasted on the convention center, that the mayor or whoever down in New Orleans wasted the money.
Well, I've heard some reports that some of the money earmarked, I don't know if it's federal money or if it's state money, for levee repair was, in fact, diverted to other projects. So there is an element of truth to that, but you'll have to find out, because I don't have a link for that direct story. Roger, we got a break here. Thanks a lot for checking in, pal. Quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls soon. We come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Brainwashed by the media, you're brainwashed by the press. Brainwashed by computer, brainwashed by mobile phone. Brainwashed by the satellite, brainwashed to the bone.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The new album from Dar Williams, My Better Self, in stores now. Stereotype magazine writes, Dar Williams may be the best female singer-songwriter in America today. And her latest album demonstrates why.
Every time you love just a little, take one step closer, solving a riddle.
My Better Self includes performances with Soul Live, Marshall Crenshaw, and Patty Larkin, as well as a duet with Andy DeFranco on an incredible version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. See Dar Williams on tour nationally this fall. Visit darwilliams.com for tour dates and music. My Better Self, the new album from Dar Williams. Available at Borders Books and Music.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough. Lumitol AC, appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7 keto, green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia. So you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with TH Vitamins Buy 2 Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from thvitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's thvitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out thvitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. thvitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom.
It's 10 before the hour. Back to your phone calls here. Marge is calling from Indiana. Excuse me. Hey, Marge. Welcome to the program.
Hey there.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You were talking about songs before. I saw in the paper yesterday in Chicago Tribune something about Legendary OK, some kind of a rap group. Did you hear about that? George Bush don't like black people?
Yeah, that's right. We played it. That's right.
Oh, you got it? Okay. It's k-otix.com.
Okay.
Got that?
I got it.
Okay. Next question. Did RJ send you his email on how he thought Bush might better his polling record?
No. Your son?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not that I'm aware of. What is it?
I just wait. It's interesting.
Okay.
And I'll have to prompt him to make sure he sends it.
Okay, do send it. Tell him to do that.
Okay. The other thing is, did you read Molly Ivins in the last couple of days when she was talking about...
Follow the money.
Yes. And the amendment that got voted down on party line about people should be exempt from the bankruptcy rules if they suffer a natural disaster.
Right.
Imagine that.
Yes. Why is anyone surprised when Republicans demonstrate their bloodthirstiness and their lack of mercy?
Oh, God. And this thing that the government's going to pay for all this massive rebuilding. Now, folks, the government, that's you, that's me, that's Kathy, that's everybody down the line. He's spending our money, which, I don't mind him helping these people out, but then he doesn't want to go back to his buddies that the first 3 months of the year made $8 billion in profit.
You're right.
You know, and raise their taxes. And folks like KPMG is paying $450 million in a fine for illegal tax shelters. he don't want to nail these.
But the poor people of the Gulf Coast to have the nerve to file bankruptcy.
Yeah, right. And you know the other thing that's going to happen with all these people being moved around all around the country.
What's that?
Where the hell are they going to vote?
well, maybe that's the idea. Part of the idea.
Oh.
Because everybody knows that Louisiana, New Orleans anyway, just chock-a-block with Democrats. Everybody knew that.
I mean, damn, we don't even have to worry about jazzing up the electronic voting machines. We'll just move them out. And what's your name? You're not on my voter's registration list. I mean, my God, we know how well they did that in Florida in 2000 and 2004. What's that outfit that they got checking voting lists? I forget the name.
Verified voting?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lovely people. Oh, God, they come up with... every time you turn around, they're working on something different. They're here, they're there. They're like that stuff on a wheel. They're all around.
Marge, you sound a little bit frustrated this evening.
Oh, well, what can I tell you? I'm getting old and cranky. But the thing that really got me last night, I heard part of the speech on radio, so I didn't really see it until later on when I flipped on the television. And I saw him walking up to the podium with the church backlit behind him.
Right.
And the first thing that went through my mind is, oh, my God, where are the living dead? They're going to climb out of the grave and come right after him. I mean, hell, it's New Orleans. It's voodoo time.
That's very true. Did you also know that the light that was on him and the fan that was blowing the foliage around, the lights that were on him, power generators that were brought in specifically to light his little stage set, his little photo op.
And
once he was finished with his photo op, the plug was pulled and Bush and his bandits went back to wherever the hell they were spending the night. But you can rest assured, it was on an aircraft carrier or a destroyer.
Was it the Iwo Jima he was staying on?
On the Iwo Jima?
One of them.
Right.
It was docked along the pier there. I mean, he's so brave. What was it I read someplace that this Undersecretary of FEMA, whatever the hell his title is, Alba?
Yeah?
The former
guy.
Yeah. No, he's still there, isn't he? Brown got canned, but I don't know if he did.
No, Alba is the one who came. First of all, he was Bush's campaign manager in 2000.
Yeah.
He worked with Bush, protected Bush during Funeralgate in Texas. And then Alba, as his reward, was put in charge of FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed around for a while, and then he put Michael Brown in charge. And Alba is now a lobbyist for Halliburton.
Aw, really?
You didn't know that.
The same people that got a couple $1 million contract to rebuild New Orleans already?
Well.
That's Kellogg Brown and Root.
Well, it's Halliburton.
You can't tell the players without a scorecard anymore.
But didn't know that Joe Allball went to work. He bailed out of FEMA and went to work as a lobbyist for Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root and all those Cheney companies.
Oh, yeah. They're so sweet. You know, somebody
and
called.
Guess what mortuary service they brought in to further desecrate and defile the dead in New Orleans?
I'm sure one of his buddies from Texas.
Yeah, SCI, the Funeralgate company, lost lawsuits because they desecrated human bodies, threw human bodies around the ground. There was one in Florida. We talked about this last night, Marge. It was a Jewish cemetery, and they threw remains of dead Jewish people into an area where there were wild pigs.
Oh, my God.
And the wild pigs ate the remains. Now, think about that for a minute.
These people are so unreal. I can't think of words mean enough and vile enough.
I know. Marge, we got
to
go. You have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you going to be there all week next week?
We will.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
All right. We'll be back. Stay with us, Truth Seeker.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Larry King here to tell you about a delicious new way to get more from your vitamin C. New Ester C Soft Chews. The advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, in a soft chew you're gonna love. With a great orange taste. I have to remind myself they're good for me. So do what I do. Get delicious new Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C Soft Chews at Walgreens, The Vitamin Shop, and drugstore.com.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gellin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gellin' like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
It's time for the ultimate ATV deal at Bombardier ATV's Fall Clearance Event. Get up to 6 times longer warranty coverage than the competition. A full 3 years on Bombardier ATVs, like the most powerful and versatile Outlander. Plus, rebates up to $800 on 05 and prior models. Hurry, because this ultimate deal ends September 30th. Find a Bombardier ATV dealer near you at BRP.com. Offer ends 9/30/05. Riders must be at least 16 years old and have taken a training course. See dealer for complete offer details.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. Sounding like his father, President Bush is ruling out tax hikes to fund the massive reconstruction of the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast. Speaking at a White House press conference, Mr. Bush went on to say the people of the Gulf Coast should be given a tax break.
Look, there's not going to be any revenues coming out of that area for a while anyway, so we might as well give them good tax relief in order to get jobs there and investment there. It makes sense. The entrepreneurial spirit is what's going to help lift this part of the world up.
Mr. Bush defended his call for a massive reconstruction of the hurricane-ravaged area. He called it an enormous and necessary task and is urging lawmakers to cut what he calls unnecessary spending. The death toll from Hurricane Katrina continues to climb, surpassing the 800 mark. The lion's share are in Louisiana, where officials raised the death toll to 579. There are 218 confirmed deaths in Mississippi. The remaining 19 are in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. Despite streets flooded with water, raw sewage, sludge, and other waste, New Orleans has not become a hazardous waste site. Initial tests by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that while the water in New Orleans is far from pristine, evidence of widespread contamination has not been found. A public health analyst with the CDC says there are no big long-term issues so far. The CDC says there are high levels of E. coli bacteria in the water, but there have been no serious outbreaks of disease. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for southeastern New England as Ophelia is poised to bring heavy rain and high winds to the region Saturday. James Mannion, spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, says,
What we expect is just some power outages, maybe some minor flooding. We're just kind of telling everybody just to kind of be prepared for it. We're saying especially that that anybody who has a boat docked maybe down in the Cape or one of the islands, that they should definitely make sure that their vessels are secure and tied down.
Mannion says no evacuations are planned, but 3 weddings on Nantucket are rained out. More surgery for Vice President Dick Cheney. The White House says an aneurysm was discovered in an artery behind Cheney's right knee during a routine checkup earlier this year. The procedure will take place next weekend. The president's nephew is arrested in Florida on public intoxication charges. The son of Governor Jeb Bush also faces charges for allegedly pushing an officer. The wait is over. The numbers have been drawn in the $250 million Mega Millions lottery. The numbers are 5, 41, 50, 16, and 46, with the Mega Ball number 1. The $250 million jackpot applies in 12 states. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Attention. If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The Al Franken Show.
Yeah. I believe in doctors.
I think urgent care are two of the most beautiful words.
Jim Henson died of this infection that took over his body and just didn't go to the doctor.
Is that a new mole?
It's circular. And it seems, or they're regularly
they're
shaped.
They're regularly shaped.
Al Franken.
We're on radio and they don't know that you're joking.
And Catherine Lanfer.
Thanks for playing that.
Yeah.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I don't want to do church here. You know my feelings about organized religion, but I watched some of the prayer service at the National Cathedral today, and as always, it just turned my stomach. I hate these public displays of piety that are so hypocritical. But I just wonder if anybody there, I'm sure T.D. Jakes probably knows this, but I wonder, and I think he's a hypocrite too, but I just wonder if anyone there who spoke or anyone sitting in the pews, you know, all the honored guests who were there to, you know, offer up some sort of wailing to the cloud being about what happened in the U.S. Gulf Coast, at least that's why they said they were there. But I wonder if any of them are aware of the 8 Beatitudes of the very man that they claim to worship and follow. I'm not going to do church, but just listen to this for a moment, if you would, and try to picture anyone in the Bush crime family, or Robertson, or Falwell, or Dobson, or any of these hypocritical Christian thugs. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, For they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, very simple, right? Very, very simple. Can you imagine George Bush or Dick Cheney or Condoleezza Rice or Donald Rumsfeld or any of these phony Christians subscribing to any of this? Yeah, neither can I. All right, let's go back to your phone calls, all right? Fred is calling from Miami Beach. Fred, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. How are you and Molly, and I mean Kathy and Molly these days?
Kathy's asleep. Molly, Molly's asleep. Kathy has got laryngitis,
Hi. And
we're all fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Listen, I hope the laryngitis goes away quick.
And me too.
This is just about one thing, so I can just get it in and I don't have to take up too much time. This is about an article that is on globalresearch.ca. That's with a group of websites associated with the cooperative research that did the 9/11 timeline and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
In other words, a pretty darn good, in my opinion, up there in Canada, they document everything to mainstream, mostly mainstream sources or whatever. They're good researchers. They're scholars, or journalists, whatever. I trust this website. And the article is called The Great New Orleans Land Grab. You can scroll down to it at feature articles.
You know, I think I've seen this, and as a matter of fact, I think I have it in the stack of stories here that I never get to about what is going to happen to the people, the property, the people who live there.
Okay, this article is a little bit more specific than that. What you just mentioned, there's some things in there about there's some deals already for casinos that they want to put up on black people's homes that they're going to steal the land from. But that's just a sidelight. The main subject of this article was, get this, a gun battle that took place. I don't have the date of it. The article is September 13th, but this gun battle took place near the 17th Street canal, levee, near the breached levee.
Right.
There's also a canal there. And it was reported that up to six... I don't know what they were, contractors, or they were with the Defense Department. It's very suspicious. It doesn't conclude, 100% in the article, but they were shot by New Orleans police, according to Deputy Police Chief W.J. Riley.
Really?
Five or six were killed, yes. And of course, 100, there are other facts mentioned in this article. But the only facts that I'm bringing up that were in the article were that the whole incident, it's suspicious because the levees were breached. The mayor said something happened, some kind of an event where they were trying to patch up. He said on TV they were trying to drop sandbags and were prevented from doing it. Someone was prevented from doing it. And there's a suspicion that that this group that the police shot at and killed five or six were apparently either with some group like a special teams like a Navy SEALs or something like that, or Defense Department personnel or contractors. There were different names that they were given in the article.
Wow.
So you have to go to the article and it's sourced, and it also mentions that immediately after these the original appearance of these sources, it was changed. It was covered up in further articles. The facts were switched around and changed and covered up the import of it. But it's globalresearch.ca. Scroll down to feature articles, The Great New Orleans Land Grab, Ernesto Cienfuegos, Cienfuegos.
All right. Well. Thanks for the website. I'm sure people will check it out because I think somebody did send me an email. They didn't send me a link, but sent me while you were talking. I was scrolling back through the email that I received today, and there is an unsourced report of exactly what you're talking about. So I'm glad.
This is sourced though.
Yeah.
This article is sourced, very well sourced, and it goes into the possibilities, you know, with FEMA being, having a shady past and
right.
a terrible record in this tragedy of blocking help all over the place, and here they are, with Cheney also, by the way, being a major controller or involved with FEMA, and here is this event that took place, a major gun battle. I haven't heard it mentioned in the media yet, even to debunk it. And it could be very big. It could be very big because if it comes out that this was a group that was trying to breach the levee, and they got into a gun battle with the New Orleans Police Department, that's big heavy news, right?
Right.
Okay. That's all I wanted to bring to my fellow Americans.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Thanks for checking in, Fred. I do appreciate it. Take care, okay?
You got it, Mike. Thanks a million.
All right. Bye. Yeah, that'll be interesting to read that. I guess during the next break, I'll do that. Maybe you can go there now if you feel like it. Darren is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Darren. Hi, Darren.
Hi. Hey, Mike, I was just listening to Ed Schultz the other day, and he had a caller who said he found a website, and, of course, I was driving, so I couldn't write it down, about something that Pat Robertson had called or contacted George Bush to tell him not to respond to the Katrina disaster right away because he thought it was the time of the rapture, I guess.
right.
I don't know. That's just what I heard. So, I mean, there's lots of stories floating around about this, but that's... That's what I supposedly is the rumor on this website, and I'm sorry, I don't know it right offhand. I was driving, I was listening to his program. So I just wondered if you'd heard anything about that, or if it's something that wouldn't surprise you.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. These people never surprise me. And, matter of fact, the more bizarre the story is, the more I'm inclined to believe it about anybody connected, even remotely, to the Bush crime family.
Hey, have you ever heard of... The World Can't Wait to Drive Out the Bush Regime, worldcan'twait.org?
I may have. Hey, hold on a second. I'll come
sure.
back to you, Darren. I've got to do a break here.
Thank
Stay
you.
With us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premiere, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sport.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Pointing one past the hour. This little bit from the politicalwire.com is good news, and yet it's very poignant and in a way extremely sad. The Democratic Party, according to a Pew Research poll, is widely seen as a party better able to handle a wide range of policy issues. That's according to this new poll. Americans favor Democrats on the party's traditional strengths, such as reforming the health care system, protecting the environment. Pluralities also pick the Democrats to handle energy problems, Social Security, and education. Democrats also hold a slight lead on handling Iraq and the economy. The only good news for Republicans is that they still hold an edge on terrorism, with 45% saying the Republicans can do a better job on this, Jesus, while 34% choose the Democrats. But even here, the Republicans' edge has narrowed significantly as the Democrats have made some gains. Now, more good news to the Democrats. They currently hold a 12-point advantage in the congressional horse race. Most partisans say they plan to stick with their party's candidate, but independent voters currently lean Democratic by 2-1, 55% to 27%. Here's the bad news. Democratic leaders in Congress receive only a 36% job approval rating overall. That's the same rating given to Republican leaders in Congress. The low mark for Democratic leaders reflects significant dissatisfaction among the Democratic Party partisans. That would be me. I'm in that group. So, you know, here we are. I wonder, you know, the 06 elections are coming up, right? Next November. 13 months. How many Democrats running for re-election, whether in the House or the Senate, are going to run television commercials, television political ads, with a picture of George Bush in the background, while the Democrat stands there and says, I support my president. I don't think we should cut and run out of Iraq. You know, if you broke it, you own it. We've got to finish the job. I think Mr. Bush is doing the best he can where it concerns the tragedy that has struck the United States Gulf Coast. How many Democrats are going to do that? When the election is over, and however many Democrats are defeated, those would be the ones who did that in their political campaigns. I am so waiting to see how Democrats conduct this 06 political campaign coming up. If they do like they did last time, they are once again going to have their asses handed to them on a barbecue stick. I can't stand the Democratic Party leadership. None of them. Can you? You know, here, this Pew Research for the Press and People, one of the most respected polling organizations in the United States. And the numbers are there. The Democratic Party. But what they're talking about, what these respondents are talking about, is the Democratic Party, as it appears on paper, not as it appears out of the mouths of people like Hillary Clinton or Joe Lieberman. I just thought I would toss that in. Darren, I got carried away there for a second. Thanks for your patience.
No, that's fine. Let's hope that it doesn't turn out the way we fear. As I was saying before the break, I'm just wondering if you had ever heard of a site called worldcantwait.org. It's a drive to force the Bush crime family to step down. Supposedly they're mobilizing on the 2nd, about a year after the election.
I think I've heard of it, but I haven't been there, I don't think, no.
Okay, yeah, I was just at Mount Madison a couple of days ago, and they were handing out these little flyers, and I just thought, if I could ever get on your show, maybe I can just give the website out so maybe people can go check it out. So,
right,
worldcantwait.org, it's all just one word, and then .org.
The world or just world?
World, W-O-R-L-D.
Okay, worldcantwait.org.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, all right, well, let's... Yep. Let's see if we can get thousands of people to check it out right now.
Let's hope so and get this family out of there.
I hear you. Hopefully. Darren, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Take care. Oh, time for another break. They just keep coming, don't they? All right, Doug in Memphis, you're up next. And Mike in Virginia and Aline in South Carolina and Diane in Boulder and Ernie in New Jersey. And I think we have an open line, so if you want to get in here, 866-303-2270. Friday night is usually the program where we try to get as many calls in as we can, so do join us. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Self-evident, well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must give and let a share take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. If I want, because I will, because I can.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out, you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns the nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, the nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free four-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket, and you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Ring of Fire.
There's a brand new love affair going on between our appointed president and a corporate media that's showing less character and less courage than we have seen in decades. You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, and we'll bring you those stories while the rest of corporate media is asleep at the wheel. Every weekend on Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire. On Air America Radio.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Senses real, fatal attraction is holding me fast.
It's about 25 before the hour. Aline, yes, Aline is calling from South Carolina. Aline, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's my birthday, so I thought I'd call you.
Well, happy birthday to you. How old are you?
Ah, gee, I have to tell you.
Never mind. I'm just kidding.
Old enough to remember Vietnam.
Oh, God.
And all the protests and everything.
Well, happy birthday, Aline.
Hey, I'm going to Washington next weekend.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, for the big peace march.
Bring
my 15-year-old kid, my husband.
That's great.
You know, I don't know if you know who Professor Don Fowler is here at University of South Carolina, but he was, quite involved with the Democratic Party, but he gave a talk to the Young Democrats that I thought was pretty impressive, and what he said was, what this administration is doing is they want to turn the clock back to 1905. They want to get rid of all the environmental laws, mm-hmm. labor laws, international treaties, you name it, they want to get rid of it.
Well, 1905, that was right after the Spanish-American War. That was when the United States was starting to declare itself a global power, right?
Imperialist, yeah.
Imperialist power, right, yeah.
That's right. And, I mean, the thing is, through Republican and Democratic administrations, we've forged these anti-ballistic treaties and all these things, and it's just
right.
Like, these people, you just take the situation with Katrina, they won't even consider giving those people an exemption on that new bankruptcy law.
Right.
What are these people going to do? Go to debtor's prison? How are they going to pay their mortgages? And if their small businesses have borrowed money?
Let me ask you, Aline, why do you think that this Bush crime family is so vile, so foul? And you're just citing one example, but there are hundreds of examples. Why are they this way? Why do they hate America and the American public?
I don't think they hate them so much as they're elite. They're oligarchs, They don't really relate to real people. Look at Barbara Bush.
Well, but in the process of being oligarchs, wouldn't you say that the disdain for the bottom 95% of the population in this country is therefore hated?
Bush,
I feel like they hate me.
Well, Bush couldn't picture how those people were suffering in New Orleans. He doesn't know what poor people go through. He's never been through suffering in his life. He's never lived in a rat-infested apartment or been without a job or worried about where, his kids' next meal is coming from. He doesn't understand that. He can't relate to it at all.
So I guess maybe what you're saying is instead of considering them to be immoral, we should consider them to be amoral.
Yeah. But unfortunately, when you make it impossible for people to live and go back to the time of Dickens, it isn't. it does hurt people. And when you send people to die in stupid wars,
But, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in the 2006 election?
Well, if the progressives and the Democrats would get off the damn couches and work hard, I think they could really turn over some seats and make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell you, I like John Edwards. I mean, I haven't heard anybody so inspiring since Bobby Kennedy. I mean, this man did grow up poor mm-hmm. and can relate to real people, and he can speak clearly. Unlike a lot of the Dems, and he doesn't have this long record of being in the Senate and the Congress, you know, that kind of weighs him down.
Right.
But he really cares. I've met him twice. He is very, I think he's real, you know.
Do you think he'll make another run for the Democratic nomination?
Oh, yeah.
Only this time?
If he can raise the money.
Yeah.
You know? But we got to get the women out to vote. You can't imagine how many young people, how many young women are so ignorant and apathetic and busy and don't understand that they've got to know what's going on in the world politically, or they're gonna lose everything for their future. They just don't understand that. We need teach-ins. Remember the teach-ins in the 60s?
Oh, sure, sure.
We need teach-ins to teach these college students what democracy's about and what's really going on out there, because they just are so naive. And
well, how does the electronic voting factor in to?
It scares me, because I'm sure they can hack in on those machines.
Right.
But, you know, I think if you had overwhelming turnout, and that's another thing, is down here, we ask ourselves, you know, why do minorities not vote? Why do the poor black people and white people, for that matter, not vote? And they've been convinced that Democrats and Republicans are the same and it doesn't make any difference. Nothing will change. But maybe they'll be galvanized by this situation, this horrible situation in New Orleans. I mean, even people I know in my family that are really Republicans are just starting to think, wait a minute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Baptists down here are saying, we voted for this guy? Because, you know, some of these people are real Christians, and they're just appalled by.
You know, that's what you just said. I don't understand how a real Christian, to me, that's someone who follows the teachings of Jesus. I don't see how a real Christian could ever have supported this guy from day one, especially not to reelect him.
They were fooled. They were fooled by him.
But are we to believe then, Aline, that real Christians are stupid people who are able to be fooled?
Well, look at the media. You know, they gave Bush such a free ride.
But you're exposed and I'm exposed to the same media.
I read a whole lot. I'm much more aware than most.
Well,
people.
I hope you're right.
They're ashamed of him not responding. I mean,
yeah.
It takes 6 days to get to New Orleans and then finally bring in the airlifts and the military to rescue these people?
I know.
That's just not conscionable.
Well.
And they're still slow. They're still not getting aid down there and helping people get resettled and get what they need. Who wants to live in the daggone Astrodome? That's where they had the Texas Rodeo. You're packing them in like animals. I know I've been there to the rodeo.
Well, I hope, I don't know how this would happen. It probably won't. But I hope I see you and your family in D.C.
My sign will say, the mighty oak tree started as a small nut that held its ground.
Thanks, Aline.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good weekend. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Diane. Hey, how are you, Diane?
I'm just getting over a cold.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, don't. You don't have to have any pity for me. I heard you on the air, so hey.
Right.
And anything that a parent has, it gets to the kids, so I was just like hoping and praying Molly wasn't sick.
She got it for a while, but we took her back to the doctor today, or I took her back because Kathy was over at the Baptist Church at a consignment sale of children's clothing. Can you believe that? My wife is in a Baptist church over here. But the doctor said Molly's fine, and another couple of weeks, and maybe Kathy and I will be well.
Yeah, it has a long tail, and that's one of the things is we're having problems with colds. Last year we had problems with colds that wouldn't go away.
You think it's those chemtrails? Have you ever gone to those websites where the chemtrails, the stuff up in the sky and viruses and germs? Do you believe that?
Well, I haven't dug into that. I'm simply thinking, well, they took care of that around 9/11 when they killed all those biologists, those specialists in biowarfare. and made them all look like accidents. But that's my tinfoil hat.
Don't we live in just bizarre times, Diane? I mean, you're reasonably intelligent. I'm reasonably intelligent. We're sitting here talking about chemtrails and the murder of biochemists.
Well, I mean, it's only going to get worse because I'm thinking, is this the ground time when, like, Marvel comics become reality and you start having X-Men because all the chemicals in the ground, all the depleted uranium, all the people who are still going to try and have children, and hope to God that most of them are healthy and the ones who aren't can be helped. But this is, like, perfect ground to have mutants, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, we're having this situation, and no one's really looking at it because they can't look at it because they'd start screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And with Bush in the UN, they probably had this huge sigh of relief. Murderers, torturers, people who assassinated millions of people who are like the descendants of those governments. Now they're able to say and look at Bush saying, oh, okay, you guys can't even pretend anymore to be morally superior.
Yeah.
You cannot. You just had that emotional capital after World War II, no matter how brutal we were during World War II, no matter how racist, no matter how sexist, no matter how, oh yeah, Coventry, all the things that we could say, well, that was war and it was brutal, we could sort of excuse letting thousands of people die in their own waste in a city where only one levee had to be repaired in time to prevent that.
Doesn't it make you just want to gouge your eyes out in frustration or somebody's eyes?
It hurts because we know we will go on with our lives. We've been programmed to with all the little cuts. In El Salvador, the desaparecidos. It's but from the 80s onward, they've been acclimatizing us to torture and mayhem. And when people kept on yelling, we said they were 60s nuts.
Yeah.
No, they were paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You start having problems and you have to step back and you get tired and you want to protect your family, so we learn not to protest.
Hey, do you want to hold on? Or,
yeah, I can hold on.
All right, welcome back to you right after the break. Quick break here, we'll be back, folks. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Well, I'm dying of the flu. And I don't know what to do. Well, I'm done with the flu. Oh, and I don't know what to do. Well, my doctor gave me up.
The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Jim bought his wife the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, he saw the effects immediately.
Now when I have the guys over, my wife doesn't just pop her head in. She stays for the whole game. She used to not even know who was playing. Now my friends call her for the picks. Next weekend, she's going on a fishing trip with the guys. Oh, that sure was fun last year. But I got plans this weekend anyway. The guys' wives invited me over for my first scrapbooking party.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter, and it's tough on stains, yet protects your clothes, too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour, thanks to our crew in New York, Colin Tipton, Justin Yuen, and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at White Rose, Society.org, Mark Marshall and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, guys. Kathy Bay, our executive producer here. Don't forget, WhiteRoseSociety.org. They're in the middle of a fundraising drive. Go help them out. Ben has brought an awful lot of progressive radio to an awful lot of people, and he does it on his own dime, so... Need some help, just like most, and I mean most, of the good progressive websites do. So go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. If there's any rich liberals out there, for heaven's sake, just contribute a grand. See what it feels like. No, it's not tax deductible, but just see what it feels like. Write a check for $1,000 or PayPal or whatever Ben's got there. All right, back to Diane. Diane, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
Just thinking about life. I'm multitask since I'm a spinster. I have to keep busy.
You're a spinster.
So I have to knit, and I'm listening to you, and I read the closed captions on Sci-Fi Network. So I'm watching. Like,
you have a full life, don't you?
Oh, everything but the cats, baby.
So I'm watching my goodness.
Stargate, and it's like the. They're dealing with like religious fundamentalism, but they're not putting their teeth in it, and they have all these simulacra for gods, but they never get to like Yahweh and Jesus Christ.
Right.
This is a bone to pick. But next is Battlestar Galactica, and I've been watching, and somehow this meme has been coming up in my head about Cylons, because now they're human-like, and they're like hot babes and treacherous women and the whole vagina dentata thing.
Right.
But there's the main meme underneath that, which is, you're a Cylon, you just don't know it yet. When you drive your SUV, you're a Cylon, you're programmed to do that, and you're destroying the human race.
There you go. Well, that's an interesting take.
When you go ahead and support fascists, Yeah. You're a Cylon, you're programmed to do that, and you're destroying the human race.
Oh, God.
If you know you are a Cylon, then you have to do something about it. Either you fight it or you go all the way.
Right.
If you go all the way, expect to be ostracized, expect to be slapped, expect to be shot.
Right.
If you want to participate in saving your own butt and everybody else's, you have to make it pain. You have to make it hurt. In this week's episode, the girl had to, like, stick something up her arm. But, hey. She was doing the job she needed to do, to protect her life, to protect her mutant baby, and to protect the whole crew.
Right.
But if you are a Cylon, you have to make a choice. Are you going to go with your programming, or are you going to do something different?
Yes.
But I was just like rolling on that and thinking, okay, see it that way. You can't tell unless you do something that destroys the human race. People have to wake up and say, what am I doing today to destroy the human race?
Yes.
Am I eating something bad? Am I buying something bad? Am I doing something bad?
Right.
Am I destroying the human race? If
right.
so, I'm acting like a Cylon, and I should stop.
That's a good point.
There's one piece of good news, one itty-bitty piece of good news.
And that is?
Next Wednesday, you are on Live in Colorado.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
A little Miss Rhodes came down a few weeks ago to Boulder, and she sat for five hours doing autographs. And in the meantime, of course, there were people from that certain multinational conglomerate of radio stations trying to suck up. And the people in the line for 5 hours was able to tell them exactly what they thought of having a certain person with a facility for different voices on for 3 hours, dissing Cindy Sheehan and every single idea that the target audience holds dear.
Right.
And because of that, they announced on the 21st that his contract was being cut. They gave him a month's notice. He is outie as of the 21st of this month.
Well, that must be that crazy, creepoid Phil Hendry.
Yes. When he pisses off Randy Rhodes, whom she admires, when he pisses her off, you know he has gone too far.
I would think so. Hey, listen, Diane.
I know, gotta go.
I have to go. Thank you so much. It's been a slice of heaven talking with you, as it always is. If you have any spare time, go out to the campus, University of Colorado, and look over the mountains and howl. I love that campus. It's a great place.
Well, I mean, they do have the fascists there and the football people and the drugs.
Well, they do, but it's still a great campus because you have such vistas. I love it out there.
All right, fine.
Take care, Diane. You have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. I love the University of Colorado, Kathy. It's gorgeous. That's where I went to the Kerouac Conference. 25th anniversary of the publication of On the Road.
You know, my father lives out there.
I know, I know. Your father taught at University of Denver, right? Billy is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Billy, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going, pal.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm in Arkansas now, dude.
When you were on hold, when you first went on hold, you were in Tennessee, now you're in Arkansas.
Yeah, well, I'm a trucker. Yeah,
yeah, well, I hear you.
I'm a Democrat, and that's really rare today.
Yes, it is.
But I have a theory that the reason so many people were voting Republican is because Republicans appeal to immature people.
That's true. That's very true.
Our country is getting more and more immature by the minute, and they feed these like kids lies. And hey, it's cool, and it's cool to be irresponsible. And all the three idiots that do it is that Rush Limbaugh, that Michael Savage, and Hannity.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. We need Air America in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm originally from. Then.
Well, we're going to get there eventually. Hey, listen, pal, we're out of here for the weekend. Thanks, Billy. Drive safe, will you?
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, dude.
All right. Next time you call in, I'll take you earlier and we get everything set. I appreciate your checking in. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you Monday night. Thanks for participating in the program. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Oh, yeah. Have a nice weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
I'm going straight to hell.
America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Danger comes with lots of warning, right? Not when it comes to your eyes. The leading cause of serious eyesight loss in adults is macular degeneration. It's not something that announces itself. It just progresses and ends with a partial loss of sight. What can you do? See an optometrist regularly. They're